Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow with just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbisn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Doran Rosenfeld, your host. As you just heard, we're having some technical problems tonight, but hopefully our guests will make it. Inga, if you're there, please call in 424-243-9540. Again, Inga, if you're hearing this message, call in 424-243-9540. Again, as I said, I'm having some technical problems tonight, so my guest hasn't signed on yet, but it doesn't mean she won't be here because this is going to be a really exciting show. Tonight, we're going to talk about how Inga can help you get rid of your allergies for good. She can help anyone permanently remove their allergies. There's no pain, no needles, no drugs. Inga Young is an acupuncturist, a natural healer, and the creator of the Allergy Kit. This set of tools is non-invasive and can be used by your whole family in a non-threatening and helpful way. She's also a nutritionalist, and as a nutritional expert, she can create tailor-made menus to fine-tune her specific allergy treatments. If live sessions are a problem, because she can work online, she works over the phone or online via Zoom. She works with the body code. This is a process that allows her to locate hidden emotions buried in different parts and organs of the body. By identifying these buried clues, she can then specifically and accurately treat the puzzle she finds for each individual and help permanently remove the triggers of the individual allergies that she finds. This allergy kit is a combination of 20 years of research and development. After treating thousands of patients in our acupuncture office, she says, she has developed a treatment that's simple and effective. This home treatment protocol uses a red cold laser that allows you to naturally eliminate your allergies and their symptoms. It provides long-lasting allergy relief season after season. Finally, you can get your life back and eliminate your allergies once and for all. Now, Inga is still trying to sign in, but as I said, there are some problems. So hopefully we're going to hear from her soon. But since we're not talking to her at the moment, I'll just talk a little bit about allergies. Because we all have some kind of allergy. I mean, I didn't think I had any allergies. But then when I moved to Northern California, I discovered, yes, I'm allergic to something that's growing up here in Northern California, as are many of the other people. You can hear me tonight. My nose is getting really full as I'm talking to you. That's because the barometer's dropping and the toxins are in the air. Now, the grapes fermenting in Napa County, which is right next door, causes allergies in many, many people. These allergies develop over time. They didn't hit me right away. It took me a while to realize that every time it was going to rain, I couldn't breathe. So that's my particular issue. Now, I found a way to clear that up for myself. And the way I clear that up for myself, I put salt water up my nose. Putting that salt water up my nose clears that block for me with the local pollens in the air from the grapes fermenting, I believe. And I can live through the day. I can get through the day. So the reason I say, although I'm not sure, I've never been tested, the reason I believe it's the grapes fermenting was that long before white people lived here, the American Indians lived here. Now, the American Indians used to hunt and fish around this area, but they knew better than to live here. They knew at certain seasons, it just became unbelievably difficult to be able to get your breath around this area, around here. And so the American Indians did not live here. Because they wouldn't live here, this area was sort of, okay, it's great for fishing, it's great for hunting, but the Indians wouldn't live here. There was a problem living here with the air. They knew about it. I didn't know about it when I moved here. So I get full sinuses a lot of the time. But that's just from natural processes. My allergies are from completely natural things. Often our allergies are from completely natural things. And often they're more dangerous. They're from other people. They're from certain chemicals. They're from certain foods. A lot of people say they're allergic to dairy products, right? Now, this is an interesting issue because we know that dairy products have a lot of problems with them. Dairy products are very good for bringing on allergies because dairy products have the milk protein which many people cannot deal with. Many of us are unable to deal with the milk protein. Many Oriental people especially have this syndrome. You may have heard about it. But milk allergies is very common because human beings start off with their mother's milk. Ingesting the milk from another species can produce all sorts of problems. And I hate to say it, but cows are fed so many different antibiotics to keep them healthy that the cows themselves are producing all sorts of allergens. And because these cows are producing the allergens, we drink the milk. I know better than to drink cow's milk, but as a child, I did. And my system is permanently affected. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard of lead poisoning or other toxins. Some people are affected more than other people. And because they're affected more than other people, the exact same thing can be in the air. But two people can react to it in very, very different ways. So I'm just going to say that I'm like one of hundreds of other people who cannot tolerate cow's milk. Now, goat's milk is fine for me. I love goat's milk, and I can eat goat's milk cheese, and I can drink goat's milk, and that works as well for me as cow's milk does for other people. But drinking cow's milk is something my body cannot handle. And I wish Inga was here to talk more about allergies. We'll give her a few more minutes to sign on. Again, Inga, if you're hearing this, please call 424-243-9540. 424-243-9540. That's the number for Inga and anyone else out there in the land this reaches while this show is live. And I will welcome you to come in and talk. And I don't see anyone calling in wanting to talk, so I'll talk a little bit more about allergies. I don't know about your particular area, but in Vallejo, we have a lot of male trees. I say male trees because the city managers did that a long time ago and what they thought was the correct move. And I just want to say that it is the correct move. And if you believe that it is the correct move because you don't want fruits dropping off of trees and squashing on the pavements, then yes, it's the right thing to do. We don't have fruits from the female trees dropping on the pavement. We do, however, have a lot of pollen flying around in the air. And this pollen flying around in the air is what causes many people to come down with allergies. The fact they can't breathe in certain seasons. Like me, you get a stuffed nose. Some people have a rather more severe reaction. And they need to go to the hospital and get a shot, because their reaction is so severe. But it all stems from the same thing. A certain element, a certain chemical, a certain food that our body was not meant to handle. And because our body was not meant to handle it, it can react in different ways. In some people, the blood pressure spikes. In other people, we get just difficulty breathing. Now, the American Indians knew something was going on, but they didn't know what to do about it, so they came here to hunt and fish, but they didn't live here. And living here is what I do and what many people want to do in the Northern California area, because Vallejo can be a really great place to live. But We have to be able to handle the toxins in the air. Some people, it's not the toxins in the air that bother them. It is specific medications. Specific medications will send them into anaphylactic shock. And their bodies just freak out because they can't handle it. They're going to have to get a shot of epinephrine. And that makes it so that their body can breathe again. Once their body can breathe again, the threat is over. So I'm hoping that Inga gets this message and comes on the show. For the moment, I'm just going to play a song and I'm going to try to reach her. Okay? So let me play this song. This song is by Nicholas Dutan. If you remember me talking about him before, he supports Brain Injury Radio and he supports brain injuries. And he has this music to help support the work we do. And I'm going to play Tanuki Mastered. Okay, everybody. That was Nicholas Tatan, Tanuki Master. And since Inga doesn't appear to be here yet, I'm just going to talk some more about allergies, because that's what we were all expecting to hear about today, correct? So what I want to talk about is just an overview of allergies. Allergies occur when your immune system reacts to any foreign substances. A lot of people are allergic to, as I said, pollen. Other people are allergic to pets. That's why I'm a chiropractor, but we don't have any pets in our house, because the pets might cause some people to react very strongly, because many people react to what's in dog hair or cat hair. Now, unfortunately, I wouldn't mind having a pet. I grew up with cats. My husband grew up with dogs. And pets don't cause reactions to either one of us. But since we see people over at the house, we don't want to have pets around the house to set off their reactions. We have one patient who has such an allergy to foreign smells that when people are wearing perfume in church, she gets really faint and sometimes she passes out. So I make sure that we're not wearing any scents at all when she comes over. But basically, the way these things work is your immune system produces a substance. And this substance, I'm sure most of you have heard about it, because it's what we use to fight this COVID-19. It's what we're using to fight everything. Antibodies. The personal fighters in a person's immune system. When you have allergies, your immune system makes antibodies that identify a particular allergen as harmful, even though it actually isn't, like dog hair or cat hair or perfume or bee or pollen from these male plants growing around here. When you come into contact with the allergen, your immune system's reaction can inflame your skin, sinuses, airways, or digestive systems. Now, I just get a stuffed nose. Other people get their skin swells up and they get red patches. My husband was allergic to some medication, we finally realized. He was developing like psoriasis or eczema all over his skin, red patches that were just so incredibly itchy. That's the way his immune system reacted. Mine is through my airways. Sometimes it's through the digestive system. Through the digestive system, we have trouble digesting foods. We want to throw up. We have a real problem. The severity of allergies varies from person to person. It can range from very minor irritation to anaphylaxis, which I told you, the whole body goes into freak-out mode. And if you don't get a shot at the hospital, you're in real danger. While most allergies can be cured, certain treatments can help relieve your allergy symptoms. And I'm going to talk about some of these symptoms now, since we haven't heard from Inga. I'm going to talk about local bee pollen. You've all heard that honey's good for colds, right? Well, honey's good. Well, so is the pollen that bees build in their nest to nourish their young with. This pollen, if it's local, it's from the plants that grow around your area. the bees living around you, I get mine at the farmer's market. They produce pollen in their colonies, and this pollen is made from native plants. By taking just a little bit of that pollen, just a little tiny bit, your body becomes used to it. I ingest a little couple granules of bee pollen every morning in my cereal. A couple granules, no one can taste that. I certainly don't taste it. And it's healthy enough, but hopefully it's building up my immune system so I'm better able to tolerate the allergens. Some people are allergic to other chemicals in drugs, in substances all around us. You've all heard of lead poisoning. That's a form of infestation of a foreign substance. The body has to learn how to deal with that. And the best way to deal with that is by showing the body that, no, it's not harmful at all. It's actually very safe and comforting. And once the body gets used to that idea that it's safe and comforting, then we can deal with it. And then the body won't react so violently when anything comes along. For example, I don't have problems, like I don't have serious lung problems that would put me in the hospital. I just get a stuffed nose. Okay, I can deal with a stuffed nose. I can use some salt water, which I'll do later on to clear it out. But there are ways of dealing with these things. Inga has an allergy kit. And Inga's allergy kit can be found if you were to call Inga. And I'll give you some of Inga's information. Inga Young, Y-N-G-E-L-J-U-N-G. Y-N-G-E-L-J-U-N-G. She's an acupuncturist. She's a holistic healer. And she's a naturopathic medicine doctor. That means she studied how best to deal with these allergens that we all take in. They're in the world around us. They're in the environment that we live in. And that environment is something we have to live not only in, it's something we have to live with. So it's best to learn how to live with it. And if you're one of those people with strong allergy symptoms, with allergies in all sorts of places in your body that you can't eat a lot of foods, you can't do a lot of things, your activities are restricted, if that's the case, then you might want to get in touch with Inga. You might want to get in touch with her on LinkedIn. She's LinkedIn.com, and that's Inga Young, Y-N-G-E-L-J-U-N-G, and her website. She can be found at the Allergy Kit, that's the-allergy-kit.com, and you can find out about her allergy kit, because she can help you to permanently get rid of your allergies. She also does natural juicing. And she has a website for that too. Because Natural Juicy keeps you away from artificial substances. So if you get away from artificial substances, you have a much better chance of living in the natural world and dealing with the natural world. So you can reach Inga at Inga Loves Juices Juice Plus. Inga Loves L-O-V-E-S Juice Plus. All one word. Inga Loves Juice Plus.com. And that's her site for making natural juices. So if you're interested in getting in touch with her, look up theallergykid.com, which will tell you how to reach her and all about it. Or you could look at LinkedIn and find Inga Young. Y-N-G-E-L-J-U-N-G. And either one of those ways is how you personally reach Inga. Because as I was telling you, she does a lot of her work over the phone or over Zoom. Anybody can work with her because she works online or over the phone. She works with meditation to help you calm down. She works with pain management in case the allergies are causing you distress. She obviously works with well-being, since that's what I wanted to talk to her about tonight. But again, for some reason, we're having some technical difficulties, and she's unable to call in. And she deals with headaches, because people often get headaches in response to the allergies, their allergens around their home, around their bodies. And she just wants you to know that she has an allergy kit for dogs. In case your dogs are experiencing some allergies from the grass or from other things around us. So simple medicine, simple cures can help you deal with these allergies. And once you've discovered them and dealt with them, then you can get rid of them. So she can help you and help your dog. Because most people don't know that simple energy medicine can control their allergies. That means if you're allergic to something, it doesn't have to stick. It doesn't have to be there all the time. It's just something that's out there that your body has a strong reaction to. But by meditation, by energy work, you can often get rid of that. That's why she likes to study what caused the allergy, what's deeply embedded in you. Because it's hard for most of us to remember what happened in the first few years of our life. Some people remember specific things, but they don't remember day to day for the first couple years. Well, if something were to happen, if something really scary were to happen, the body would immediately take that in and build up a block against it. That block that's built up against it is something that can be taken care of. That block is something that we can cure. And we cure it. She has a whole kit, the allergy kit. She does that to eliminate these allergies. If you eliminate these allergies, you have no more reaction to them. And if you have no more reaction to them, they're not there to bother you. Sure, they're there, but they don't need to bother you. So she personally does a lot of acupuncture work because she's found that's one of the best ways to talk to the body, to help release the allergies. So this allergy kit helps you find the allergies because a lot of people know they have a severe reaction, but they don't know what caused that severe reaction. If you find what caused that severe reaction, then you can help get rid of it. And she can work with you over the phone. So this is dealing with not just the symptoms of the allergen, but getting rid of the allergy. And that's what the allergy kit specializes in. You won't have to break out whenever you're in your yard from the pollen or the weeds or the grass. You don't have to deal with that. Some people react to heat. It was hard for me to believe at first, but I've met some people who can't deal with heat. And by not being able to deal with heat, that cuts you off from a lot of things that happen in the summertime. And these allergy kits, her allergy kit and her acupuncture work and her cleansing you with juice can help deal with some of the stuff that caused the allergy in the first place. For example, she has a specific item called OCD. We all know what obsessive compulsive disorder is. Well, that's often when your allergies get out of hand. By dealing with your allergies, you can be a lot more human, a lot more empathetic to the people around you. You don't have to be worrying about mosquitoes or bees or things in our environment. And you can get rid of this forever. And I keep saying and, don't I? Because there's just so much involved in this. There's so much involved in our emotional health and environmental health and the plastics in our environment. If you're allergic to anything that you come in daily contact with, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your mood. It's going to affect the way you react to things. It's going to affect your temper. Going to affect the way you deal with other people. That's why I think that this kit is a good thing to check out. And I think that maybe you want to get in touch with Inga herself. I'm sorry she couldn't make it tonight, but sometimes things happen at the last minute. But she spent 20 years studying people with allergies in order to come up with this kit. So if anyone can be made an allergy expert, 20 years is a good amount of time. And I would put all my confidence in somebody who spent 20 years developing this way to treat the human body, to treat headaches, to treat what's going on in the world around us. And some people, they think, oh, I don't have any allergies, I'm fine. But you know, stress can be a reaction to the toxins building up in your body. And because stress is a reaction, many of us may have allergies without even knowing it. And think how much relief that would be, finding the cause of that allergy and eliminating it. Just eliminating the stress from your body. Wouldn't that be a great thing to be able to do? And stress is something we deal with every day. It's all around us. And it shortens some of our lives. So just getting rid of one more stressor can have a huge effect on our well-being, on our life, on our pain management, and the way we deal with the world. So before we talk any more about allergies, I just want to stress that, yeah, she has a special website devoted to her juicing because she knows, and she would certainly tell you how important nutritional input is to stress. You don't want to eat chemicals because anything you take in your body that's not completely natural will have substitutes, will have chemicals, will have allergens in it. And those substances can cause the body to react in a bad way, causing a headache, causing anaphylaxis, causing health issues, causing heart problems. There's enough things that cause heart problems. We don't need any more. So I am not an allergy specialist, but I have studied enough nutrition to know that what we eat has a huge impact on the way we live, the way we react to others, and the way that we can react to stress. And if we're not constantly being bombarded with all these particles, all these harmful things, then we're in a lot better shape or a lot healthier deal with whatever comes along in our environment, in what we eat, in how we deal with pain, in our well-being, and how we deal with other people. So I just want to tell you that a naturopathic approach is eat healthy. Eat what's good for you. You may say, I don't know anything about eating healthy. I can't eat healthily. I don't know a thing about it. Well, for starters, two things to remember. First, when you go shopping, just shop on the outside of the store. On the outside of the store is where you find the fruit and the vegetables. It's where you find the frozen fish. Sometimes they catch fish and just freeze it up right when they catch it to preserve it, but they don't put any chemicals in it. And tea is very good for you. So if you drink a lot of tea, if you juice your own fruits and vegetables, as Inga would recommend, or as I do, just eat them, you can find a lot of good things. And your body will thank you for it. Now, there is such a thing as allergy test. Now, the way you do that is you cut out most things from your diet, except maybe water and vitamins, of course. You want your B vitamins. You want your C vitamins, your D vitamins. And any medication that you have to take, because many of us with head injuries have medication that we take daily. But if you just eliminate most foods from your diet, you can start reintroducing, for example, wheat bran, wheat products are a thing, are a substance that many people are allergic to. If you clear your diet for a couple days and then try to eat something with a lot of wheat in it, give it a couple hours and see how your body reacts. You'll know if you're feeling sick. And if you do, stop eating it and cut all products made with wheat out of your diet. I know that's difficult because most of us count on wheat for the bulk of our calories. But in our household, for example, we eat meat, grass-fed meat, and fruits and vegetables. We don't eat a lot of grains in our house. Part of the reason for that is my husband's diabetic. That comes with its own complications. So if you're allergic to wheat, then take it out of your diet. Or if wheat's not a problem, maybe something else is a problem. For example, milk or cheese. We all love cheese, but we often gravitate to the things which we have a slight reaction to. And a lot of people like to eat cheese and they don't realize that's causing a reaction in itself. That's shortening your life, that's increasing your stress, increasing your congestion, and it could be hurting you in bigger ways, hurting your heart or your lungs. So don't just do this randomly. Although if you're curious, yeah, you can do a simple test on yourself. But I advise everyone to find a nutritionist. Find someone who knows about these substances. Find someone who can tell you that that's what's causing your allergy. Because sometimes the signs are so subtle that we don't know what's causing our allergy. We just know that something is. For me, for example, milk didn't used to be a problem until I had my head injury when I was 21 years old. Once I had my head injury, my whole system went on alert, and it didn't have the energy to devote to dealing with things like milk. So all of a sudden, instead of trying to fight the little bit of milk I had, my body became allergic to it. And I got some major reactions. Now, I wasn't tested for that. I just found out that every time I ate milk, I had a certain reaction. Therefore, I cut milk and dairy products out of my diet. And the reaction stopped. For me, it was my face breaking out in very painful pimples. My face has not broken out for over 25 years since I stopped eating cow's milk. Sheep's milk, goat's milk do not do that to me. So I eat goat cheese sometimes when I'm craving cheese. When we have spaghetti or something with non-wheat noodles, my husband puts grates up cheese on his because he doesn't have a reaction. I grate up goat cheese on mine, and we're both very happy. So that's the way that we deal with it. Unfortunately, once you find out, it's something you have to deal with every day of your life, but it's not something insurmountable. It's something you can deal with. That's why meditation can be so helpful. Meditation or energy management or decompression or whatever you do personally can help you eliminate the hazard from those items. Okay, so me and a lot of other people are allergic to dairy products. That's not something that bothers me every day. It's like, if I want to live happily, I don't do cow's milk. And I can live very happily. But I find sheep's milk is a very good substitute. A lot of people I know have wheat allergies. They simply eat grains made without wheat. For example, we got some almond flour in our house. Not wheat flour, but almond flour. You might think, what's that? That's expensive and unnecessary. Well, for us, it is necessary. Because, well, to get to the Bible, Deuteronomy says we're supposed to all live to be 120 years old. If I want to live to be 120, I have to be careful what I eat. And cutting out one thing, there's so many other things out there that I can eat. So many other things that are good. So many other things that are helpful that I don't mind not eating cow's milk. And you know, I don't even like cow's milk, as it turns out. Once I stopped eating it, it suddenly became, I never liked this anyway. My mother said that as a baby, I avoided milk. I wouldn't let her feed me. I just didn't want anything to do with it. So that was my reaction then. Of course, I didn't remember that because I said, in the first couple years of my life. If something happens in the first couple years of your life, you're not likely to remember it, but it still is there. And it took me 21 years to find out. Now that I found out, I can do something about it. I consider that a very lucky thing that I found out. Because now I can avoid eating it. And I'm just as good as I ever was, if not better, because my immune system is stronger. I'm not constantly assaulting it. I am assaulting it with the pollen from out here, but as I said, salt water, inhaling salt water through your nose, or a neti pot. Some people use a neti pot to clear out your sinuses. I just take a spoonful of salt water, which I have made up in a bottle, tablespoon of salt to a liter, to a pint of water, a tablespoon of salt. Just mix them up, and I just take a spoonful of that mixture, snort it up my nose. It's really disgusting. You don't want to do it if any loved one is nearby. Unless your loved one's doing it also. But you don't want to do it in cases like that. But in 10 minutes, I feel fine. Like nothing ever happened. Sometimes when I can't sleep at night, I realize, oh, I can't sleep because I can't breathe. I get myself breathing better. I can sleep. Allergies are not always life and death matters that affect us all very badly. Sometimes they affect you very mildly, but they're still affecting you. They're still causing your body's reaction. Whether you feel it in your stomach or feel it in your head or see it in your skin, it's causing a reaction in the body. Maybe you don't see it at all. But if it's there, it can be affecting you. And for those of us who've had a head injury, we have enough affecting us already. We don't need something more. I have enough stress in my life without the stress caused from allergens, from the pollen around me. And if I just learn to deal with that, learn to eliminate that with salt water, then I'm fine. I don't get backaches or headaches or take drugs. I don't have to do any of that because I control my allergies through my diet, through nutrition. Some people do that. Some people use essential oils. I have some shows. I have a show a couple years ago where Emily Annis talked about different Bach flower remedies and different ways to just remove the stress from our bodies. We can do it in many different ways. Some of us can eat honey or bee pollen. Honey is very popular. I just sprinkle the bee pollen on my cereal every morning and clean out my nose with salt water. That's the way I personally deal with allergies because most people are allergic to something. And it's a real drag, but we're all human beings. That means we're not perfect. We can't be perfect. And not being perfect means, yeah, maybe I'll have an allergy or two. Maybe I'll have something going on in my body. But if I can help fight it from the source, I don't have to fight it very hard chemically. I don't fight it at all chemically. I just inhale some salt water and spit it out of my mouth. By doing that, I can lower the effect that my allergies will have on me. Now, Inga, I'll have her on because she doesn't appear to be here tonight. I'll have her come on in a couple months and talk more about her specific allergy kit, how to release the allergies in your body. Find out what's causing it and get rid of it. Wouldn't that be an easy, nice thing to do for yourself? Because most of us have so many things going on, we don't need other stuff to bother us. So let's get rid of the low-hanging fruit first. Let's get rid of the easy stuff, the stuff we can get rid of. We can take natural remedies. We can be good to ourselves. We can eat only grass-fed beef, grass-fed dairy. Some people like that. For me, I just do goat's milk. I avoid cow's milk altogether. Maybe grass-fed cow's milk would be fine for me. I don't know. I've never bothered to find out because I found something that worked. So the idea is to find what works for you. So I've talked for almost an hour. I'll just end up the show with some music, and I'll say some things first that allergies are not something that you're stuck with forever. Allergies are something that you can take control of. See an acupuncturist. See a naturopath. Learn some meditation. Eat healthy foods. Doing those things alone, cleaning up your diet, can have a huge impact on you personally. I don't know if you realize this, but most natural healers are They take the stuff seriously and apply it themselves. Most of them came from the fact that Western medicine could not help them. So they learned to do it themselves. And then they went to school to learn how to do it from people who knew how to do it. So just doing these couple things can have a huge impact on what our body manifests. What we put into it is what comes out of it. Whether we see it or not, it is coming out, coming through our emotions, coming through our skin. It is coming out. For example, cooking your foods in coconut oil, organic coconut oil. That's what I started doing because stuff you buy, safflower oil, sunflower oil, canola oil, they're all genetically modified, which means they have stuff. They have nasty stuff in them. So if you cook it yourself, it's probably better for you. Use olive oil or coconut oil to cook it yourself. Yeah, sure, we all can't cook everything every day. But shop on the outside of a grocery store and avoid the white things. White flour, white sugar, things that are white. Stay away from them. Just by doing these things, you can make a huge impact in your life. So I'm going to play a song now from, I talked about Nicholas Satan. He is a head injury advocate. We also have another head injury advocate, Kevin MacLeod. He did a song, which I'm going to play for you now, for a little over 3 minutes, called Ripples. Thank you. That was pleasant. I enjoy that. Anyone want to start meditation tonight? Kevin MacLeod, Ripples. So I'm just going to repeat that removing your allergies is possible. You want to talk to someone like Inga, who can help you remove them, because she is a nutritional expert. She is an acupuncturist, and she's a natural healer. So find someone like that, or you can just don't eat certain foods that bother you. If it's other things that bother you, like heavy metals or bee pollen, or heavy metals or bee stings, not bee pollen can help you, but bee sting can be very serious for some people. So help manage your allergies. Find a nutritionist that you can talk to. Maybe your hospital has some programs to teach you about how to take care of your own health. But learning meditation, eating bee pollen, and just reducing the stress in your life can all help you. Since Inga wasn't able to be on tonight, I just talked myself about allergies. I know a little something about it, but I'm certainly not the expert who's devoted my life to it as she has. So we'll have her on later. But for now, you might be interested in trying to talk to your nutritionist or talking to persons such as Inga to help your allergies. So I just want to say thank you for listening and goodbye.